been a lot of talk as far as what the, who's going to be the quarterback between one or another. From a defensive perspective, when you're getting ready for another team and you don't know if it's going to be quarterback A or quarterback B, how tough is that to prepare?
It creates a little bit of a challenge, but at the same time, you just prepare for what you've seen. You know, I don't think they're going to, like, another team's going to change the offense dramatically because another guy's in there, but, you know, you just take it as it comes. You just prepare for what you know.
With the team as hot as San Diego is, does it help at all the fact that you did beat them? I mean, they're playing better. Everyone in this locker room says, well, they're playing a lot better. But you still did beat this team a month ago now.
Yeah, we did. You know, they've become a more improved team over the course of a month. And obviously we've lost three straight, so we got a lot of work to do to get back up to that level to where we were playing when we beat them. I mean, we got a lot of work to do. I mean, we still got two more days to prepare. I mean, they're a good football team, way better than before. So we got to definitely play better than we did last time.
Is it still a mental factor or when you're professional? Is it? I mean, do you still go up and down with teams losing, all of a sudden guys lose confidence, stuff like that?
No, well, I can't speak for everybody, but as a whole, I think we're good. I mean, you can't lose confidence. You can't forget about what got you to where you are. You can't stop believing in what you've been doing. I mean, you got to constantly just keep believing in what you're doing and keep trying to perfect it.
In the time that you've been in Denver, has San Diego been your guys' main rival? Do you guys view them as the number one, most heated, or is it still Oakland or Kansas City even?
Well, Kansas City had their moments when I first got here, but, you know, lately, you know, it's at the top of the division, it's been us. But, you know, that could change any moment. But, you know, all I'm worried about is this game and, you know, getting ready for San Diego because, you know, they're a tough opponent. We lose this game, we can go into second place.
Why do you think Philip Rivers gets under so many people's skin?
Because he's a rare trash talker. You don't see quarterbacks trash talking. I think when you see Brady, he lets people trash talk all week, and then he'll trash talk after the game, after he beat you.
So does it bother you to see him?
No, I didn't. I'm used to it now. You know, it was shocking to see him do it at first, but, I mean, I know the type of person he is now. I kind of got to talk to him a little bit, and he's just a competitor.
Has it made that rivalry more fun, having a...
Yeah,
because villain on the other side.
Yeah, because to be honest with you, he's not the only one that talks a lot of trash on that team. You know, across their whole defense, you know, some of their offensive players, they all talk a lot of trash. But, you know, that's part of the game.
So you and Philip Rivers are kind of friends now? I mean, it seemed kind of weird a couple years ago.
I'm not friends with so many guys in here. No, but I wouldn't say we're friends, but we don't hate each other.
Because a couple years ago, I mean...
Yeah, it was just a little stuff going. Just competitive nature, man. That's all it is.
When you guys, Danny Tomlinson, you know, kind of struggling the last year and a half, and his teammates are saying that he's still banged up and playing through injuries, is that, I don't know, I guess it's tough to see when you know how good he has been? Not from the you versus them, but just a great player looking at another great player.
Well, one thing we got to understand, the guy was probably one of the best ever, if not the best ever, a couple years ago. And for him to be slowed by injuries just a little bit, it doesn't make him a bad running back. He still can make some plays. He still can run. He still can run between the tackles outside, make you miss. I mean, he's still a complete back that he was.
When you guys got into it with San Diego before the game last time, did that help you guys? Is that kind of stuff that you like?
That stuff doesn't help or hurt you. I mean, I think it could probably hurt you more than it can help you. You don't really want to get caught up in something else. I mean, that was just an incident. Nothing really happened, just a bunch of guys talking trash, as we talked about earlier. So,
was Rivers in the middle of that?
I didn't see him. I don't remember.
Champ, how do you view this game? I mean, I know it's just week 11, but it seems like, you know, this is going to kind of decide the AFC West a little bit, tiebreakers and all that kind of stuff. Is it too early to talk about must-win? Is this a must-win? Is this going to decide the division? How do you view this game?
I wouldn't say it's a must-win, but it's definitely a game that's of high importance because it's a division opponent, you know, and obviously we have the same record. I mean, yeah, we're up right now because we won, but we got to win this one, you know, to get up even more, so... I mean, it'll help in the long run, but we just got to take care of business right now.
Champ, Vincent Jackson's obviously made a jump this year statistics. Now you've seen him play. What's he doing better? Has he made a jump in your mind?
Yeah. Every year. He's improving every year. I mean, he's one of those guys. He seems like his confidence is growing every year. He's making more plays on the ball. They're giving him more chances. I mean, he's definitely matured over the last couple of years.
Is it just confidence, or is he doing something? I mean, is he better?
Well, his route running is a lot better. You know, it's crisper. It's hard for a big guy to, you know, learn how to run routes, and he's got it down now.
I know a lot of you guys talk about you got to go back to practice and go back to fundamentals, et cetera, et cetera. How was yesterday? Was it a little more crisp? Did you notice a difference? Do you think you guys needed to step it up a little bit?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we definitely did. We just have to emphasize the little things more. And I think we kind of lost that a little bit. But we definitely getting back on track. And yesterday was a good start.